Look who it is. The school's favorite public performer. Nobody told me that the freak circus was still in town. How are you doing, loser? Fine. Well, that's nice to hear. That just means that you'll cry even harder when I ruin your day. Better watch out at lunchtime. I have a surprise in store for you. Why am I telling you this? So you can see it coming, of course. Don't you know that's basic psychology? You always claim to be smarter than all of us, and you don't even know the simple concept. Pathetic. So pathetic. I'm telling you so that the torture is technically longer than it actually is. If I just played the prank, then it would only be sad during and after. But if you know that it's coming, not only will you be sad, but you'll also be living in fear the whole time leading up to it. It's really genius, since there's nothing that you can really do to stop it. You can't even run to the teachers for help, you little snitch. Nobody believes you anymore, thanks to all the times that you thought I was going to do something, but then I ended up not showing up at all. All these times, it was done on purpose to degrade the trust between you and them. Of course. So that they specifically wouldn't show up when I really did prepare something. So yeah, enjoy your morning, loser. Cause after lunch, you still have a whole afternoon to go through. And I promise that you will not enjoy it quite as much as your morning. Why am I doing this? What? Are you going to cry? Aw, don't cry, you big baby. Wah, I wanna be with my mommy. That's how you sound to everyone, all the time. It's so annoying. That's why I'm doing this. Nobody's going to pity you when they see you very clearly at lunch. Everyone's going to revel in your misery at the sight of the school freak finally getting what was coming to them for their pretentiousness. And in public, no less. You always claim that just because you read a lot of books and study a lot, that you're better than everybody else. Don't lie to yourself. You're not going to become the president. You're gonna work a boring job just like the rest of us. Well, most of us. Me? I'm going to become a supermodel. My parents know a lot of people, you know, and they've already made arrangements for when I graduate. So, don't think that you're going to be better than me, because you won't. Today's just your friendly reminder to stay in your lane and bow your head to the queen of the school, which is me. You're sorry? Damn right you are. Now get on your knees and worship me like the goddess that I am. You're actually doing it? God, you're so spineless. It's kind of, I was going to say sad and pathetic, but when it comes down to you, that's to be expected, is it not? Have a spine, you loser. It's embarrassing being worshipped by you. Everyone's looking at us. Now they'll think that I'm going easy on you. Don't talk back to me. Who do you think you are? I need to teach you a lesson for this level of disrespect. Get in that room. Yeah, I'm being serious. Now, open your earlobe and listen very intently as I speak, okay? I am going to destroy your reputation. Do you understand? Good. That means that I don't want to have to see your face anymore, all right? Stop attending my classes. Every time that you see me in the hallway, you better just turn back. Is that clear? Obviously. What do you mean, obviously? You feel like I'm getting down to your level? Is that it? You think I'm stating facts that are far under your level of importance, Your Highness? Let's try that again, okay? Now that nobody can see us, get on your knees and worship me. Yeah? I'm serious. Just do it. That's your last chance to invoke my sympathy. Are you crying? You're so weak. It's almost funny. Almost. Instead, it's kind of just pitiful. Yeah, that's the word. Pitiful. Oh, you're pleading me to not pull this prank on you? Well, I might reconsider since you're asking so nicely, but you'd have to make it worth my while, you know? I've been planning this prank for weeks, and if you're asking me to forego it in order to satisfy your weak, pathetic, miserable existence, then you better give me something in return. Like what? I don't know. What would I want from you? That's a great question to ask. Well, let me ask you. What do you have to offer? Don't be shy about saying anything. You see this class? Fully empty, it's all ours. And it's not like the bell's gonna ring anytime soon. We just got out of class for the break, anyways. Come on. Tell me something. Something that will excite me. That is exciting for sure. Doing my math homework for a week. Mean, I do struggle a lot with my homework, and you're such a nerd, I'm sure you could finish it in 5 minutes. I don't think it's a fair trade, to be honest. I'm pretty sure that you could finish all my homework in one sitting right now. Couldn't you? Yeah, that's right. So, tell me something else, come on. I know you could be more creative than that. Buying me lunch? You're so pathetic. Have I ever told you about the time that I talked to your friend? That one friend that you made once? You never wondered why they never talked to you again? You never did? You're so innocent. Well, you see, I just happened to have a little chat with them. I didn't even say anything bad. Just wanted a little private conversation. And for some reason, then they didn't talk to you anymore after that. Can you believe it? What did I tell him? Oh, nothing that you don't already know. I just made it clear that I didn't want anybody coming in between us, and I didn't want you to talk to anybody else, other than me, of course. I didn't want to share you with anybody, and maybe, Perhaps I slipped a little bit and told them that if they talked to you again or got close to you again, some bad things could happen to them. I can't say much more than that. I told him not to tell anybody. Not even you, of course. But I was just wondering if you ever questioned why that happened. You never knew? Of course not. I don't want anybody to come close to you, okay? I don't want anybody to befriend you or to get close to you or talk to you or anything. When I overheard that you guys were gonna meet up after school to do math homework or whatever, I couldn't let it happen. I just couldn't take it. I had to get them away from you. You understand, right? Yeah. I know that you understand. I know you're also protective of some people, so I'm sure you must understand. Why am I protective of you? Well, I don't know if you can even call it that. I just want to be the only one that gets to bully you. Is that weird? I don't think so. But anyways, we were talking about you giving me something so that I wouldn't pull that horrible prank on you and embarrass you in front of the whole school, right? So, have you come up with anything else? Meeting me after school to help with my math homework? What makes you think that I want to meet up with you? You're so pathetic. Now you think that I want to be your friend? Just because I told you that I don't want you to get close to anybody else? Well, don't get it twisted, okay? I would never be your friend. You disgust me. You're so pathetic. I just don't want anybody to take my place, okay? I would never be your friend. That's so gross. Are you crying again? Are you really that desperate for a friend? How about, in return for my favor, you stay away from that girl in class that you're always chatting with? What? You have nothing to say about that now? I see you. I see you guys all the time. Yeah, I know. She's also like a super nerd like you or something. I guess you guys just talk about math and chemistry and all those stupid things together. Is she smarter than me? Come on, tell me. You think she's smarter than me, right? Of course you would say no. You're such a liar. Just tell me the truth, okay? Do you like her? Is that why you guys are always chatting and she's always all over your desk and everything? Do not lie to me, okay? I can see how she looks at you. I can always see you guys walking out of the class together. Do you think I'm stupid? You think I'm stupid? You think I don't notice these things? Come on, tell me then. You like her, right? You have a little stupid crush on her? Because she's so pretty and smart and she knows everything about everything? Well, if you don't have a crush on her, then what are you doing? What is she doing? Why wouldn't you just stop her when she keeps flirting with you all the time? Just your friend? And I'm supposed to believe that? She's just your friend. Dern, you're so pathetic. Can you just tell me the truth for once? I yell at you and I beat you up and I play all sorts of pranks on you. And you still have the nerve to lie to me. I won't do anything to her. I don't even know her. Well, I know I did that to your other friend, but I don't care about those girls. I just care about you. I want you to tell me the truth, okay? What? What did I say? No. No. Of course I don't care about you. What I meant is that I don't care about threatening those girls or anything like that. I just want to hear it from you. Yeah, you better not have a crush on her, okay? Because you're mine and nobody else's. You got that? Yeah, I'm being serious. You belong to me, okay? I want that to be ingrained in your brain. No matter what girl comes up to you, you always need to remember that you're mine, and only I can have you, okay? No way, you're blushing right now. Oh my god. Come on, I thought you knew this already. What? That I want to have you all for myself? Was it not obvious? Why do I find you so cute when you blush? You're not cute. You're actually kind of annoying. You're not cute, you're annoying. I hope it will register in my brain one day. You're pathetic and annoying. And not cute at all. You hear that? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You better look down in shame. I'm the queen of the school, okay? And you're just a little pathetic specimen. But you're my little pathetic specimen. My own personal submissive pet, okay? I should put you on a tight leash just to make sure that you follow me everywhere so I can show you off to everybody. Don't make that face. I know you would just love it. Just give me one good reason not to do it if you're really against it. See? You can't name a single reason. And since you're so flustered, I'll take it that you really agree with everything that I've said. Look me in the eyes. I said, look me in the eyes. Are you going to obey me or not? Look at how nervous you are. Jesus, you're so cute. Did I say that you could look away? Come on, keep your eyes on me. Why is this happening? Why do I find your eyes so pretty all of a sudden? No, don't look away from me. There's just the perfect mix of powerless, fear, disgust, and submission in them. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Maybe I should get to know you a little better, you know? I want to see what's hiding under that mask of mediocrity that you put on. I want to meet you again here another time and talk again, just like we did. I mean, it's not like I have to ask. I can literally just pull you in here anytime, right? Yeah. Well, what I mean is that since you agreed to obey me and you were smiling all throughout it, I think you would be more than happy to meet me here another time. Yeah. So that I can make sure from time to time that you're still mine and nobody else's. Then no matter what I say, you will obey me and do whatever I please, right? Because you will, won't you? Because I'm your goddess and you're just my little pet, right? Get down on your knees, baby. Just like that. I love to see you from this point of view. You look so cute down there. Do you like it too? Oh, you do? I knew that you did. All this time, I could tell for sure that you enjoyed it. Come on, crawl to me. I want to see you crawling towards me. Good job, baby. Now let me give you your reward, okay? Come here. Oh, I've been wanting to do this for so long. Oh, you did so good. I need some more, baby. Now be a good boy for me and obey me, okay? Lay down on the table, baby. I want you to lay down on it. Let me crawl on top of you. Fuck, you're so excited for me already. I can feel it under me. You're so cute, baby. Do you want it that bad? You want it so bad that you can't hold it anymore? Don't worry. I'll give you everything that you want. You just have to be a good boy and obey everything that I say, okay? First of all, I want you to take off my shirt. Yeah, just like that. Good job. Now, I'm sure you know how to take off a bra, right? Come on, baby, do it. Good job. Do you like this view? You like what you're seeing? I can tell you that you like it. I can feel it throbbing under me. Come on, baby. I know you want it so bad. Just do it already. I'm not wearing anything under my skirt for this purpose. I knew that I could get this today, and I'm so glad that I did. Come on, baby, do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. Baby. You never told me you were so big. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you did so good, baby. Just stay down and let me do all the work, okay? You're doing such a good job. Fuck, it feels so good. I want you need to touch me, baby. Yeah, give me your hand. Right there. Just move it like that, okay? Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, you're doing it so well, baby. Yeah. Just keep moving it in circles like that. Are you enjoying it too? Yeah. I knew you would. I've been practicing on my own all this time. Just so that I can make you feel good. Oh, fuck. Give me your other hand, baby. Yeah. I want you to touch my boob like this. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, that feels so good. You're doing such a good job. I want you to remember this, okay? I want to do this with you so many more times. I want to meet up with you here many, many times again. Endure this. Fuck. You're so hot, baby. You should have told me that you were so good in this. I would have hopped on it so much earlier. Yeah, keep moving your hands like that. I feel so good. You look so cute right now. You're my pathetic little boy, aren't you? Yeah. You're mine, you know that? You're mine and nobody else can have you like this. None of those other bitches can have you like I can. My little pathetic boy. You're such a good boy for me.